boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
There are some superstitions that people just like don't mess around with.
It's not worth it. It's not worth risking it.
Mm-hmm. And if you go into the kitchen, you'll find out which superstition I don't mess with. Because I left a mess.
Well, you're exposing yourself.
I don't mess around with the salt over your shoulder. Mm. Here's the thing. I spilled a little bit of salt and I was like, I got to throw it. But here's the thing. I never for the life of me can remember which shoulder you're supposed to throw it over. So I'd be tossing over each shoulder.
Okay. I don't really know the superstition at all. It's when you like knock over the shaker.
It could be just that. I don't know. I always thought it was just if you spilled salt, toss it over your shoulder. That's how I always took it.
This explains a lot of bad luck in my life.
I take it a little too far because if I'd be pouring salt over my food, I'm like, well, there's a sprinkle that could have came off the plate. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be tossing salt over just to make sure. No, cross my T's, dot my I's.
Dude, you probably go through salt faster than anybody ever.
Faster than restaurants, McDonald's. I go through faster than McDonald's does.
It's a lot of cholesterol laying around at your house.
Yeah, check out the floors in the kitchen. It's salty.
I'm going to do that for sure. Scrolling on TikTok a little bit earlier today, and I came across this guy saying that every long-lasting relationship has two things in common, okay? One person that has a bad back.
Okay, we're doing good so far, and that's me.
And the other one has stomach issues. That's just how it works.
Okay, wait a minute. That's you and me. Don't you always have a stomach ache or something?
I have a sensitive tummy, and you have a bad back.
I don't know if I could say that about our relationship with me and Amberman. I don't know if he's got a bad stomach. I mean, he does use the restroom a lot. You know what one I'm talking about. I don't want to get into too much detail, right. But he does do that. Number two a lot. So maybe I could say he has the stomach problems.
A lot of people in the comments were basically like, each person has their own issue that is not really related to the other one, but you both have to deal. Like for me, I am the girl with a sensitive stomach. My boyfriend Curly,
he's got a bad back.
No, he's got a bad knee, I would say.
I feel you, bro.
You just got a bad body, unfortunately.
That is true. I'd like to return the body.
Well, it's making
your
relationship.
I didn't know he had a bad knee.
It's what he complains about, I guess. I would say.
I know him. And I know how people who have got bad knees, welcome. He's complaining today because the weather change. Guaranteed.
Oh my
guarantee,
God.
Guarantee he's going to be complaining tonight.
You know what? I'm going to be on high alert tonight because if he complains.
It's the weather change. I'm telling you, that messes with us.
I never put that together.
Uh-huh. He's going to complain about his knee tonight. I'm telling you.
I got to take notes. This is serious.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every once in a while, there are like some wacky, crazy travel trends on TikTok. And there is another one that I know right now you're going to hate. Well, actually, I don't know. I've never traveled with you at an airport.
So I don't.
You don't do well.
There are two fears in my life, tornadoes and flying.
Mm.
So does that tell you what you need to know? And the only way I can fly is if I have a window seat.
Yeah.
Because I want to see things. I want to see what happens.
Okay.
I need to know.
You're an anxious flyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that tells me what I need to know. Let me explain what's going around because it actually has nothing to do with being on the plane at all. It's about getting to the airport. So people are calling it the airport theory, which generally speaking, if you have a flight in the United States, they say get there to the airport 2 hours early. If you have a international flight, they say about 3 hours early to get yourself through TSA and all the
things. See, I didn't know those things. I'm not flying them.
Okay. Well, this airport theory is challenging that, and people are getting to the airport 15 minutes early.
Oh my God.
And I'm talking about from their boarding time. So that's 15 minutes to check in.
No.
Run through the airport. No. Depending on where you're at, some of them have like trams and stuff. Get to your gate, make it on time before they close the gates. Mm-mm. There are some people who have posted that it works. Now, I feel like it's not even fair, though, because it's people who are not checking a bag. They
or
are
they've already done the pre-check or whatever.
Pre-check, or they're just bringing a carry-on. Mm-hmm. They travel on like a random weekday, like a Tuesday, where an airport isn't as busy. And then, like you said, they pre-check.
A smaller airport.
Yes.
Like, I do know my sister. She flies out of the Cedar Rapids Airport all the frickin' time.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of, she doesn't do the normal amount. Like, what,
2 hours?
2 hours. She does like an hour and a half to an hour. She's like, I know I can get in pretty quickly.
That's still.
She risks it.
Yeah, I would say that's risking it. 15 minutes. My anxiety could never. I could never do this.
I have a panic attack every time before I get in line and see TSA because I'm like, what if?
No, I immediately assume I'm breaking the law.
Right? What if I accidentally packed something and I didn't know I packed something that's against the rule? I don't know.
Or what if I packed
something all the rules.
That looks like something bad that's going to go through the x-ray and they're going to swap me down?
Uh-huh.
I hate it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Now, I don't know much about vows because I haven't gotten to that point yet. But I feel like, you know, they say things like, through, you know, sickness and health and through
better and worse.
Uh-huh. Now, we're not to that phase yet, me and neighbor man, but I feel like even if we haven't gotten to the vows, we should be making good commitments to each other, right?
Yeah.
We're in a relationship, a partnership, that is. Well, you know, coming up on Thursday, I'm getting my braces.
Mm-hmm.
And with braces comes a lot of sacrifices for 2 years. No nerd clusters. No popcorn. No, like, unless it's sugar-free gum. I'm going to have to sacrifice a lot. I'm very devastated.
Well, and you really should commit to it because the last thing you want after you're spending lots and lots of money is to have to repair one of your brackets because you wanted a nerd cluster. So I'm telling you it's worth it.
Is this from experience?
No, I actually never did bust one. But I also, I feel like I followed the rules and didn't eat the things that you're not supposed to.
I'm shocked.
I was also like 14 and my mom told me what to do. I don't know.
You gotta listen to mom. Well, we were talking about, you know, all the things I wanted to get in before my final day.
Mm-hmm.
Like my final day is really tomorrow. So what are all the things I want to eat before I can no longer eat them anymore? And neighbor man yesterday goes, oh, that means I have to make my really good popcorn for you tomorrow night, aka tonight. He makes such great popcorn. Honestly, it's about as good as movie theaters. It's so freaking good.
It's so salty.
And I like it like that, Taylor. And so he's like, I'm going to make it for you. And I said, oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you. And then I was like, you're going to give up popcorn, right? Like you're going to stop eating popcorn because I can't eat popcorn, right?
Because do you guys eat this like regularly?
Oh my God, like 2 to 3 times a week, Taylor.
Oh wow. Okay.
We are addicted to popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
This man looks at me and goes, no, no, I've given my time because he had braces. Mm-hmm. He's like, I gave up 2 years. I'm not giving up 4 years of no popcorn.
Mm.
No, you're on your own, kid. I feel like that is not a good way for our partnership to continue if you can't make a sacrifice.
Well, I do like
that. Am I being selfish?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, yeah.
You're on his side?
I think it's give and take. I think maybe if he's going to eat it, he should do it when he's like gaming in the other room. I don't know about being like,
so I can still smell it?
Well, I don't know. That's better than sitting on the couch being like, okay, it's movie time. And he's sitting there munching on popcorn and you can't. But I also can't help but think.
I might be arrested for murder at that rate.
If roles were reversed. Because, you know, this happens to people a lot, even with, like, diet choices. Maybe
that's true.
Somebody, one person has to go gluten-free, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, do I have to, too? Would you be willing to do that for him?
Go gluten-free?
Or make some big diet change or cut something out? She said no, so the verdict's in.
Well, I mean, you know how many things have gluten in them, Taylor?
I know.
I would have to sacrifice everything.
I just want you to remember that when you're yelling at him about popcorn tonight.
If you got somebody who plays video games, please listen to my advice I've got for you. Don't make this stupid mistake that I made.
I need all the help I can get.
So neighbor man's like really into video games. I know Curly is into video games, plays Call of Duty and other games God, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't even know what.
But last night, neighbor man's playing and I told him I wanted cuddles. Because I was like, I just really could use some cuddles today. So I said, if you could come to bed early, that'd be great. Well, I didn't expect him to come. I like to be in bed by 10. I wasn't expecting him to start coming around 9:15. I hadn't finished my chapter in my book yet. Because, you know, I'm reading.
You've been reading, yes.
So he starts coming. He comes into the bathroom. I go, can you give me a couple more minutes? I'm not done with this chapter yet. Mm. He goes, but if I go back to gaming, you're going to yell at me. I said, yeah. I'll let you keep gaming until 9:45, 9:50. But then I want cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
This man used and abused that time frame, Taylor. It was past 10. Because I said, hello, it's 9:45. And then it was 9:50. Hello, it's 9:50. Well, I'm not done with this, the game. I got a couple more rounds. I got to get into a safe zone. Whatever that means.
I have no idea.
That was the worst mistake I could have made.
I have learned this mistake, which is believing, I'm just going to play one more game.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't know and what he failed to mention was one game takes 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he was playing. So I've gotten to the point now, I'm really trying to pick things to watch that he gets really invested in.
So he plays less games?
Well, Taylor. Yes, basically. Because
manipulation.
We've been trying to go to bed earlier on weeknights. Same thing. We like to be in bed by 10 at the latest. So I have us rewatching Stranger Things right now. Because then he's like, okay, one more episode. And then he looks at his phone and he's like, man, I'm not going to have time to game tonight.
And you're like, oh, darn.
Shoot. Darn it.
You haven't gamed in a while, honey. That really stinks. And you're like, yes.
I'm like, if I have to just choose something that I'm not even really interested in on TV, I'm willing to do it. Put on football.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
If you're a boss, don't listen because it's giving nap time outside.
Dude, I know.
I said it to you way earlier today, probably like noon. We were both standing near the back door here at Z102.9. And I was like, dude, it feels like nighttime. Like, I've been awake for a couple hours.
You didn't say that to me.
Well, then you weren't listening to me because I know I did.
Are you sure you were talking to the other Destiny? We don't have another Destiny.
No, I said it to you, but now that I think about it, maybe you didn't respond. It feels like nighttime.
Either I don't pay attention to what you say, or I was not the person you were.
Or you were already asleep.
That could have been that.
Point proven. It's nap time. It's nighttime.
It is. It feels like that.
I can't help it. It's dark out.
Here's what sucks, is that we used to have a really great bench here that you could take naps at. We ain't got nothing anymore.
Where
would you take a nap in this building?
Well, I know what bench you're talking about, and I did nap on it.
Me too.
Back in the day.
Back as a street teamer.
Where would I nap now?
There's nowhere to nap.
Nobody has anything really all that comfortable.
Mm-mm. See, we need sleeping pods.
Yeah.
Cots.
I was going to say under this desk in here.
I think I've seen fingernails underneath here.
Okay,
I wouldn't.
That's gross. I don't know what's going on over on your side.
Somebody be clipping their fingernails.
Me and Claire are clean.
Well, then over here, it could be me, Dancing Eric Hansen, Lady J or Jaden. Somebody's clipping fingernails or one of the weekend.
Well, I would sleep on this side because we are clean. No fingernails.
Ain't nobody clipping fingernails over there.
No, not at all. That's disturbing.
There are just some movies that no matter how much you try, you just end up falling asleep to. And we want to know what that movie is for you. Let us know at 319-200-1029. The whole reason this actually kind of got brought up was because in our marketing meeting on Monday, everybody started talking about the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And what movie won, who they thought should have won, and blah, blah, blah. Julie, one of our coworkers, she said that she has watched Wicked twice. Once in the theaters, and then once she rented at home. She paid to rent it at home.
Yeah, watch it.
When she went to the theaters, she fell asleep during Wicked.
What?
Yeah. And then when she paid for it and rented at home, passed out again.
No.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I've got a movie like that. Mine is Titanic.
Okay, also strange.
But here's the thing. Luckily, I do know what happens. Spoiler alert, if you don't know, turn the radio off if you don't want a spoiler alert.
Like 25 years later, by the way.
The ship sinks, so luckily I do know that, but I always fall asleep. So I know what happens, you know? But I always wake up, and this is why I'm confused. So I watch Titanic, and I pass out every time, and then I'm always confused. why she's back on the ship. Like, and then it's like a dream or something. I'm just, and then I wake up from a dream and I'm always so confused.
Well, okay. But so
that movie I always pass out to.
I get it. Cause that song or that movie is like
long.
Widely known for being extremely long.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever actually made it through the whole movie, or you just know because you've heard that it sinks?
Well, I think it's common sense. It sinks, isn't it?
But you've never seen it. That's what I'm asking. You've never seen it?
I see the people falling, yes. But after that, that's usually when I pass out.
When they're all screaming and stuff? Why do you like to sleep in chaos? Seriously. It's concerning. Sometimes the best movies are the ones that just put you to sleep. And we want to know what movie that is that you always fall asleep to at 319-200-1029. Megan, what's that for you?
The Lord of the Rings movies.
I would too.
It took me 4 attempts to get through the third one and like stay awake and see it the whole way through.
Is it because they're boring, or like do you actually like them and it's just you can't help it?
I don't mind. Like, I don't hate them, and my boyfriend's, like, obsessed with them. But, yeah, I can't help it. They just always, I end up falling asleep before they're done.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought it was a boring thing.
I mean, there's parts of it that's definitely boring. Yeah. It's not Harry Potter, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say, Harry Potter puts me to sleep.
No! Okay. Taylor, what? I don't believe this.
Here's the thing. That's one of those movies / series. Obviously, there's multiple of them that everybody else has seen, but I never have. And recently, in the last year, I would say, me and my boyfriend, Curly, were like, okay, we should try to make it through all the Harry Potter series. He's seen them all.
I started it, but then I never heard it after episode one. I just mean
the first movie.
Thank you.
Well, because I didn't make it through the first movie. We started it on like a Saturday night, not even super late. And I made it maybe halfway through the movie and then I fell asleep. So then I gave it another try and started like a little bit. I skipped the parts that I remembered and I still fell asleep. I think I have two reasons.
Okay.
I think it's because it's so freaking dark. Movies that are so dark like that, I can't.
I feel like you can't tell what half the things are on the screen.
No. And then the second thing is I feel like something about like the British accent.
It's soothing.
It's relaxing. I don't know. People are probably going to be really upset with me that I'm not calling it boring. I'm just saying it puts me to sleep.
I think you just need to have like 6 shots of espresso or something. I really think you would be a Harry Potter girl through and through.
I wish, but 6 shots.
You need to go to the world.
Universal.
Oh my God, girlfriend. If you thought it was dark on the screen, just wait till you go to the world.
It's dark in the world?
Yes, they have a whole alley that I swear to God, I couldn't see what I was doing in there.
My God, well, I would probably fall asleep in the middle of the amusement park.
I told you that we are starting something new at home, and it's called The Closing Shift.
Yes.
And I wanted to give you an update on how it's been going. And I got this kind of inspired because there's this girl. Has she showed up on your...
I was going to tell you, yes, she finally showed up on my For You page. No, she didn't. It was somebody saying, like, thanks to her, I now am more productive at night. Because basically this lady yells at you and says that your house is a mess and you're basically a lazy piece of crap.
Yes.
And that you should have a closing shift like you do at a job.
Right. Which I don't really like her yelling at me. I don't like that part. But she did have a part that I did like, which was that, you know, like a business, they have closing shifts where the people who are closing, they clean up to make it for it easier for the people who are opening have a better time or an easier opening shift, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's like, why wouldn't you do that for yourself? Why wouldn't you make it easier for yourself in the morning, just like they do for businesses? And I was like, well, wait a minute. That's kind of smart. So we've been doing a closing shift at home. And she was like, just do it for like minimum of like 10 minutes. So I start a timer for 10 minutes and I clean up for that amount of time. And honestly, I hear the alarm and then I just start to get the moving and grooving going. I can't stop. And then it'll be like 20, 30 minutes later and I finally end my cleaning. So we've been doing this closing shift, me and Neighbor Man, for about 2 weeks now that I've been telling you about. And
yeah, probably.
Well, now I've got him so trained on this closing shift, I'd like to think he's looking forward to it.
Really?
I know you're saying that, but earlier today, right before we left for work, I said, okay, well, for closing shift tonight, I think I really need to like deep clean our like espresso coffee machine because it's looking kind of gross. There's coffee like splattered all around it and milk too. It really needs a deep clean. He's like, yeah, you know what I was thinking? I'm probably going to take all the dishes out of the dishwasher tonight, and then I'm going to take the dishes in the sink and load up the dishwasher. Oh, really? You are?
Wow.
Then, so I'm thinking he's excited about his closing shift. I mean, usually I have to tell him what he's doing for his closing shift. He's already assigning his own duties. And he was like, he had like a good attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't mad about it or salty. Like, he had like a chipper voice.
Maybe he's trying to act excited so that you're like, oh God, the closing shift. And then you can stop doing it. Is it reverse psychology?
Is that what you think he's trying to do?
Maybe, where he's like, yes, closing shift. I'm going to do all these things. And then you're going to be like, whoa. Calm down. This is not that exciting. Let's actually skip it tonight.
That's actually kind of genius, and I hope that's not what he's doing.
He would be a genius if he was. You know, I know everybody's really excited about these nicer days, even though this week
What are you talking about?
Well, this week
is that I don't know?
All sorts of all out of whack. But the one thing that I hate about nicer weather is having to do your toes, paint your toes after a long, long winter. I got a wedding this weekend, and then I'm going on vacation next week. So I'm going to need to cross that bridge. I don't know about you. I hate doing my nails. I really hate painting my toes.
Yeah, I just feel like you can't ever get in the right position.
Right.
To do your toenail. This is when we need to teach our significant others to do our toes. I should teach neighbor man to do my toes.
That's actually genius because I feel like anytime I do it, he makes fun of me because I have to like put my foot up on a table of some sort because I can't see that far. I gotta balance my arm on something, otherwise I have a whole toe full of paint. It's a mess. So maybe I should teach him.
This is when we could negotiate. Neighbor man, and he might kill me for this, and I don't care. He's always wanted me to shave his back.
Oh my God.
Well, it's a little hairy. I like it. I think it's sexy, and I don't want to do it because I find it very hot.
Okay.
But he wants it shaved. So maybe I negotiate, and I said, I'll do this if you do this.
Okay.
So what could you negotiate with Curly?
Well.
You're like, I can't talk.
Not that. That is. I'm speechless, truly. I was thinking, like, you can play video games if you help me out.
I just put him on blast. Oh, I better text him I love him before he hears that on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think you can ask for anything after you just did that.
I had one of the most embarrassing moments ever as an adult.
Today?
Yes. When you're on the phone with a customer service representative trying to like get a problem solved and they want you to get logged into your account and you can't get your password to work. Let me explain.
Okay.
So I got an email because we have like our health insurance, right? But with our health insurance, obviously we can pay for an HSA, which I know you pay, I pay, whatever. But then with that, with our health insurance that we have, we can also do another HSA, which is like if you have a Fitbit, you can get like all these cool rewards for like being healthy, working out, even if you could go to the doctor's appointment, you get like $50 for that. So you rack up points for that. So because I work out a lot, I get a lot of points for it and I get a lot of money. Okay. So I got an email that actually said, if you don't want to lose the money you earned, you better log in because the year of like your money or whatever, it's wrapping up soon and they're going to like reset the year or something like that.
Yeah.
So you better transfer the money over to like your HSA account or whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't want to lose the money I worked hard for and it worked out for. So I log in and I couldn't get it to transfer over to my HSA account. So I had to call the representative and I'm like, I can't get it to like find my HSA account. And she's like, oh, okay, let me help you. First, log into your account. I'm like, all right. So I log in, but I can't get it to go. It won't. It's like wrong password. I'm like, wait. What? I swear to God, I know my password. She's like, I'll sit here. Oh. Girl, she sat there for like 10 minutes. I just couldn't get it for the life of me. And at some point, I was just like, Will you just tell me what the next couple steps are after this? Because I don't want to waste your time anymore because I can't figure out this password. I'm going to have to do this on my own. I don't want to keep wasting your time. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she was like, I'll stay here and do nothing so I don't have to take another call.
Well, I'm sure that's what it was, but I felt like a doofus because we're just sitting here in silence because I can't figure out the password reset. I'm sending so many password resets to me and I can't figure it out for the life of me.
There's nothing worse. That, like, the pressure of being like, remember it right now. And you're like, I can't with somebody waiting on me on the other line.
And then finally I get to it and then it's like, finally, I do a password reset, and it was like, do not put an old password in. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was putting in the correct password in the whole time. I'm going to punch the screen.
That is enough to send you over the edge every time.
That's what I had to be like, kindly, ma'am, I'm going to need to go because I'm going to throw my phone.
I need to go scream, please.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's always some new buzzword floating around when it comes to the dating world, and I've got a new one for you.
Oh, good.
It's called floodlighting. Why is that funny?
I don't know. Just was not expecting you to say that.
Floodlighting. I'm sure you've heard, like, gaslighting is one that we hear on all over social media, all over TikTok, all over reality dating TV shows. But floodlighting is a newer one, and it's when one partner shares intensely personal, often emotionally charged details early in the relationship, creating a sense of deep connection right from the get-go.
So trauma dumping.
You said it.
Well,
not
hello.
Me.
I floodlight like you wouldn't believe. Hello.
Well, okay. So I don't think it's necessarily all a bad thing, and that's what the experts say. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
I would love to go off, but you go first.
You know, get super deep with someone right away.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're allowing the other person to reciprocate allowing them to say, hey, this is too much too fast.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm a firm believer you should trauma dump. On the other person. Let me. Oh, my God. How long do we got for this program?
Well, till 7 o'clock, technically.
You'll give me that whole time? Great. No, here's the thing. I think that you should, with obviously don't go too much. And like you said, give them time to allow them to floodlight or whatever you call it.
Yeah, floodlight. Or say, cool it, man. I'm not there yet.
Right. But here's the thing. The reason why I like to do it, and it's not like it's not a bragging thing. It's not anything like that. It's because I feel like when I do drama dump, it's because I do this because I want you to get me to know, get a better understanding of who I am.
Right.
Because the reason why I do things the way I am or why I say things or the way I function is all because of all the trauma I have from my past. And that's why on our first, me and Neighborman's first date, we both trauma dumped each other. We laugh about it now, but we really, both of us truly did trauma dump each other on our first date. And that date, I didn't really consider it a date until after we trauma dumped each other. Mm-hmm. Then the vibe changed a little bit and I was like, oh, wait a minute, is this a date? But we both got the opportunity to trauma dump each other. And it was cool because I got to know him, what's his past like, who he is. He got to know me, my past relationship, what I just got through. And I felt like we got to know each other a little bit more. Do you want to be a part of that?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's kind of like our generation gets a lot of flack for being so picky because we like to have conversations about politics and kids and marriage views so early on.
I do.
I think this is kind of part of that where it's like, here's who I am. Can you deal with it? If not, that's okay. I just want to let you know this is what you're in for.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because here's the thing. There's a lot of trauma that I have with my past, with my mom, and with my ex that affects my relationship a lot.
Right.
And so he needs to know that so that he knows what to do with it.
Like, would you like to sign up or would you like to pass?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm so embarrassed because Neighbor Man told me something that's a little embarrassing about how I sleep at night. So today he was telling me that he was up last night until like 1 in the morning because he just couldn't sleep.
Me. Mood.
You two are two peas in a pod. But that he was upset because he knew I was asleep. He's like, you were out. Like a lamp. And I was like, how do you know that I was out? He's like, oh, I can tell when you're out. I was like, well, like, do I just start snoring? Like, what happens? He goes, no. It's worse. He's like, you start flopping like a fish. You know when, like, a fish, like, lands on, like, land and they, like, kind of flop a little
bit? Yeah.
He says, I do that with my body. And that's how he knows I'm, like, going into my deep sleep.
Interesting.
So he was snuggling me last night and I started to flop like a fish. And he's like, oh, she's going. And he's like, well, then I don't need to snuggle her anymore because she's getting hot anyway. So then he turned over.
Weird.
Is that not weird? And also slightly embarrassing. How many people have I had, like, sleepovers with in high school, like my best friends, and then just be like, there's flopping Destiny over there.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I think it is fairly normal to, like, twitch. I've been told that I twitch. Even my boyfriend, Curly, his is a little more violent, although I wouldn't say that he's flopping. Uh-huh. But he definitely gets, like, jerks, and then I'm like, okay, get off me, because I don't like that. I feel I need video evidence.
Okay.
If you're saying flop, like, are you belly flopping onto the mattress?
Like, probably not like that.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know how dramatic it is. Well, I don't know.
Like, you're doing crunches? That's all I can imagine.
If I was, girl, I probably wouldn't have these rolls on my belly and I'd probably have a six pack.
Shoot. I feel like sharing a bed with your significant other really can kind of make or break your relationship. It can be the source of a lot of fights. And for the first time last night, my boyfriend, Curly, complained about, I guess, how I am when I'm laying in bed, because he said that I am a heater. Meaning, like, he was like, dude, you are radiating heat. I cannot be near you. And I've heard this before, people saying, like, that them and their partner have very different temperature preferences.
I'm freezing.
I'm normally cold. Like, my toes are always freezing.
See, it doesn't make sense. From head to ankle, freezing. Toes, hotter than hot.
See, that's weird.
I don't get it.
But I also like it when it's cold in the room, and I like to have lots of blankies. I like to have the heated blanket, which both of us have.
That would be why you're hot.
Well, yeah, probably. But I like to be toasty. And we, each of us, have our own, like, remote, because the blanket kind of splits in half. So I can crank mine and he doesn't have to crank his, which is awesome. I didn't even have that on last night. Like, I was barely near him, maybe had a leg up over his leg because I don't like my knees to touch because it hurts me. And he was like, I am so sorry. I need you to move. I cannot breathe. I need to get out of underneath the blanket because you are like a space heater right now. And I was offended. I'm like, is this a sleep divorce? Are you sending me to the couch? What's going on here? I'm offended. I can't help it that I'm radiating heat right now.
Okay, so was there anything different about last night? Did you have more clothes on?
No, because sometimes, I've told you before, sometimes I fall asleep in full sweats.
Yeah, that's the problem, Taylor.
I think I actually had shorts on, so maybe it was just my skin was radiating heat.
That's what it is.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's what it is, because they always say skin-to-skin contact can help you warm up.
Who says that?
Don't ask how I know this. Don't ask. We'll talk about it later. But if you're cold, skin-to-skin contact. Okay. Don't ask how I know.
Well, I'm going to ask now.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's not just a regular trivia question. No, no, no. Tonight's trivia question might get me in trouble.
Okay.
Especially because I haven't seen the bosses leave yet. So
I was wondering.
Here we go.
I can see you looking up at the security cameras.
And I believe they're both still here, so if I'm not here tomorrow, we know why.
It was in the name of Let's Get Quizzical.
Put that on my work tombstone, okay?
Oh, please? You're expecting a work tombstone, by the way? Anyways. Yes.
Put it on the front lawn.
Okay.
Fired due to, what did you say? In the name of Let's Get Quizzical.
I think so, yes.
Okay, that'll be great. Thank you. Tonight's trivia question, so if it doesn't get me fired. More than 20% of women say this action by their spouse drives them crazy. What is it?
Okay, that is aggressive. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Just so you know, I couldn't say the actual word.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay.
We knew. Okay. We knew.
Okay, good. More than 20% of women say this action by their spouse drives them crazy. What is it?
That's a different level of crazy. Let's make that clear, okay? You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
It's a good thing you're keeping us safe, Taylor, and you're staying on the bleep button.
I would like to keep my job, you know?
Yeah, me too, because I'm risking it tonight with the trivia question. More than 20% of women say this action by their spouse drives them crazy. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Rick said leaving the toilet seat up.
What do you think? Because we both got cats. And like Fat Mochi's been really into the toilet lately. What about Romeo?
I will say, not a problem at my house.
Really?
My boyfriend Curly, I think that his mom was really hard on him about doing that because he never leaves his toilet seat open. And then his brother who lives downstairs keeps his door shut all the time. So I have no idea. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, he keeps it down too.
I can imagine if they didn't, then I would start to get annoyed, especially in the middle of the night when you like have to go to the bathroom.
The only thing that drives me nuts is if he knows I need to go immediately after him, he won't put the seat down. And I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Oh.
Don't make me touch that. That's gross.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
7249 said when they don't listen. It's like, you know, 7249. It's like, you know.
I would rather you straight up be like, babe, let me finish this game and then I'm all yours. I'm all ears. But I'm going to tell you right now, the minute you start talking, I don't hear it.
And with that, I'd like you to be completely honest. Babe, I didn't listen to a single thing you just said in the last 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just be honest with
me? I would rather know and tell me, give me five so that I don't have to repeat myself six times.
Uh-huh. Because when I can tell you're not listening, drives me bonkers.
Especially it's the multitasking for me. Mm-hmm. Scrolling on your phone and I'm like, hey, can you do that? Yeah. You're like, did you hear anything? What? Yeah, I heard you.
That's when I start saying crazy things. Like, I'm bringing a pet tarantula home. Just to see
what happens.
And then they say, yeah. And you're like, okay, you're not listening.
I'm like, I am not going to repeat myself anymore. 8312 said snoring.
You got something?
I would say it doesn't drive me like crazy unless I'm really exhausted and like can't get comfortable and he just happens to be on his side, like snoring right in my ear. That makes me a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I feel like I can normally just shove him out of the way and
I can make tell him you're stop. Angry. I can tell you're angry.
Well, it just takes one good shove and
I
he
better
stops.
Be careful. You sound like you're going to do something. I just wanted to get that ready.
Not now.
Okay.
But the next time it happens, you might have to.
More than 20% of women say this action by their spouse drives them crazy. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Now, is the snoring quiet?
No.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't be a drama queen. Sometimes it's like, you know, just like
that's cute.
Breathing. I can deal with that. But it's when he's on his back and his head is on my pillow and he goes, that I am not married, but I consider divorce.
Question tonight. More than 20% of women say this action by their spouse drives them crazy. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
more than 20% of women say leaving a wet towel on the bed drives them crazy.
Ew.
You know what? I know that drives women crazy when their spouse does that.
You do it?
I do it. Ew. I'm the person. I do it. I just, oh my God. You know, okay, here's the thing. That was something my ex fiance would get so mad at me about, the amount of times I would get in trouble. Oh my God.
Why are you doing that?
You got
a towel bar? You got a hook?
I just.
You got a doorknob? Okay. There's a million other places a towel belongs except the bed.
Like, you had the towel on after you take a shower, right? And then I'd go to the bedroom and I would throw it on the bed to get my clothes on. And then I would just forget about it. And I'd go on my merry way and just do other things. And I'd forget it was there. What's so bad about it?
That's gross.
It's
and
just
musty.
A little wet.
Ew. Mold. I don't know. Lots of things. Disgusting. Ew.
I better watch out. I'm getting nervous with you. You're going to say something.
Don't try me.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You know how you always want to make like your significant other's dreams come true, right?
Yeah.
Like if they tell you, I always wanted this certain brat doll growing up, but my parents couldn't afford it or something like that. Or I always wanted Mall Madness, but we couldn't get that growing up. Mm-hmm. And then you hear that and you're like, I'm going to make this happen for them.
Yeah.
Like I knew they couldn't get that. Neighbor man told me something that he always wanted as a kid. And instantly I go into, I got to make this happen for you. But then when he told me what it is, I don't know if I can do this, Taylor.
Okay.
I don't know if I can buy this for Christmas. I don't know if I can buy this for his birthday. He always wanted a tarantula.
Ew.
Growing up, and he never got one. We were at the pet store this weekend getting Evie dog food, and he was looking at the tarantula, and he was like, I always wanted one as a kid. And I was like, if I got you one as a gift, would you be happy? He goes, yeah, I would be. Taylor, do I get this man a tarantula?
No. I'm sorry. Some dreams are not meant to come true. He has got to find something else. You can promise him to take him to the pet store and go visit the tarantula. We have National Geographic at home. No.
My only thought was, what if that tarantula got out?
No.
And then it's like on my head in the middle of the night.
Or your cat comes walking up to you like, look, mom, what I found. And it's the freaking tarantula. No, I'm puking right now.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.